This is the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths. Our subject for this program is Freedom from Fear. If you would like a free copy of the Frank and Earnest magazine, send your request to the address which will be given at the close of the broadcast. Frank, is there reason to believe that the human race will ever enjoy freedom from fear? Can we have hope that divine intervention in the affairs of men will presently subdue the wrath of our mad world and give peace to the nations? I would like your answer in the light of the Bible, the Word of God. But first, may I say that this program is brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine in cooperation with local Bible study groups, and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, Frank, many people are fearful of air pollution, of drug abuse, and so many other things. What hope does the Bible hold for them?
Russell, I'm glad you mentioned the matter of freedom from fear. The threatened use of nuclear bombs, although you didn't mention this, has also helped to result in what is literally a fear-filled world.
Certainly, it is not such a bright outlook when the leading scientists of the world keep telling the people that the entire human race might easily be destroyed. Frank, do the promises of the Bible give us any assurance that this will not actually take place?
Yes, Russell, they do. And what makes these promises so real is the accuracy with which the Bible identifies the very time in which we are living. The news today is often headlined with statements to the effect that all mankind could be destroyed. Well, if newspapers had been in existence in Jesus' day and had published statements made by him, one of the headlines would have read like this: "The Master prophesies that no flesh will be saved unless..."
Unless what, Frank?
"Unless those days be shortened."
What days? How shortened?
This prophecy was given in answer to questions asked Jesus pertaining to the signs of his second coming and the end of this age. He gave a number of signs by which his followers would be able to identify these signs or events. In explaining one of the signs, Jesus quoted from the prophecy of Daniel, in which that spirit-inspired servant of God foretold the coming of a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation.
I'll have to admit that that is a very true description of the present predicament of the world with all of its turmoil.
Indeed it is, Russell. As I was saying, Jesus quoted this prophecy and explained that it would be fulfilled at the time of his second presence and of the end of the age. He explained somewhat in detail just what this time of trouble would be like, saying that there would be distress of nations with perplexity, men's hearts failing them for fear as they look forward to the things coming upon the earth.
Why, Frank, that sounds as though the Lord was describing present world news.
Very true, and it was in connection with this outline of the time of trouble with which this present social order would come to an end that Jesus said, "Unless these days of trouble were shortened, no flesh would be saved."
Prophecy is an interesting study. Imagine Jesus saying the time would come when there would be distress of nations with perplexity, and now we see it.
Yes, and the Greek word translated perplexity in this prophecy means no way out. The prophecy actually reads, "Distress of nations with no way out."
It's not surprising that the hearts of the people are filled with fear as they look ahead, for they can see now, even as Jesus prophesied nearly 2,000 years ago, that unless some unexpected miracle occurs to put a stop to the world madness, no flesh will be saved, that the end will be race suicide. But, Frank, how can the knowledge that the Master presented such an accurate preview of our times give us freedom from fear? Doesn't a realization of this tend to increase our fear?
Not at all, Russell, because the Master had something more to say on the subject. He said that these days of trouble would be cut short in time to prevent the destruction of all flesh.
In other words, Jesus assures us that the human race will not be destroyed either by nuclear fission or pollution or what have you. Is that it?
Yes, and the fact that this prophecy of what is already occurring is so true to the facts, as we now know them, should give us absolute confidence in the remainder of his forecast. The assurance that there is to be a divine intervention in the affairs of men in time to prevent human selfishness from running the full limit of its fanatical and destructive course, and that true peace and justice will come to men.
Frank, that is wonderful. But there are some points about this that you have not altogether cleared up in my mind. For instance, how is peace and justice to be established?
Russell, all people of goodwill are hoping, and many of them are praying, that out of all this pollution and drugs and fear, there will somehow emerge a new order of justice and peace, in which men and women will be free from fear, free from want, have freedom to promote righteousness and love, and to express themselves freely and publicly on any and every issue that pertains to the general welfare of all. They want also to see a world in which there will be freedom to worship God and to serve Him in spirit and in truth.
But, Frank, is such a social order possible? I mean, considering the selfishness of the human race.
It is possible because God has promised it and because divine power guarantees it. There are thousands of people on the earth today who are working for such a social order. They are opposed to pagan dictatorship. They are opposed to slavery of mind and conscience. They are opposed to everything that blights the happiness of the people. They would like to see just what God has promised, and they are working for it. But, Russell, all the efforts of the best intentioned of our neighbors, all that they could possibly accomplish, will come far short of the reality, for the new world will be God's world, a social order administered in keeping with the laws of Christ's kingdom and supervised by the returned Master himself.
In other words, we come back to thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth even as it is in heaven.
That's exactly what it will mean, Russell, and everyone who has offered that prayer since it was first given to the disciples by the Master has in reality prayed for the end of the world. Oh, not for the destruction of the earth, but for the end of what the Apostle Paul describes as this present evil world. So you see, even the end of the world is nothing we need to fear.
Apparently not. But here's another question. What about the coming of Christ? As I understand the prophecies, the second coming of Christ is associated with the end of the world.
And your understanding is correct. As a matter of fact, the world comes to an end as a result of Christ's return. In a general way, I believe this is the understanding of all Christians, and it is correct. Russell, the Apostle Paul referred to the return of the Master as a blessed hope. In the last book of the Bible, the Apostle John refers to it and says, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly." The glorious consummation of the entire plan of salvation depends upon the return and second presence of the Master.
What do you mean by Jesus' second presence?
I mean the entire period of his second visit to earth, which, as the Scriptures reveal, will last for more than 1,000 years. This is the time he establishes his kingdom.
Thank you, Frank. That sounds very good. That is like the book that you gave me entitled Our Lord's Return, isn't it?
Yes, I just wish we had time to consider more of God's promises, which helped to remove fear from the hearts of the people. However, regardless of how much time we might have, we would never get to the end of the precious promises of the Bible. The best we can do now, therefore, is to have you invite everybody who is listening to send for a free copy of the book, Our Lord's Return. You will be glad to do that, Russell, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed, Frank. Friends, in looking over the contents of the little book, Our Lord's Return, I am convinced that there is a genuine treat in store for you. In addition to making plain just how and why Christ returns, it explains many prophecies which foretell events associated with this important feature of the divine plan, and in a manner to make you realize that none of us have anything to fear as a result of Jesus' coming, and nothing to fear concerning the hereafter. Here are some of the questions that are answered in Our Lord's Return. What is the end of the world? What is the prophetic meaning of the phenomenal events which have occurred in Palestine during our lifetime? How will Christ's return solve world problems? How does the Lord come in clouds, and how will every eye see him? What is the river of life? And best of all, do you know that sin, sickness, and death will ultimately cease as a result of Christ's second coming? Yes, friends, there's a treat waiting for you, and it is yours for the asking. Simply ask for the return book, just the one word, return. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for the return book. It is free, and it will be sent to you by mail.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.